Good morning, I'm Mike Yoreta. Here are the top COVID-19 related headlines this hour on AMC. The Okta Research Group identifies four areas of concern where COVID-19 cases are surging. These are in the cities of Puerto Princesa, Cagayan de Oro, Zamboanga, and Bacolod. The group's daily analysis reveals that Puerto Princesa is experiencing the biggest spike in new cases at 78%. The government is now being asked to speed up the vaccination drives in these areas.
Definitely kailangan matutukan ng local government. Usually naman, based on history, nakikita natin ito mga smaller LGUs na ito, mas mabilis nila nakokontrol yung situation. So hindi pa naman necessarily alarming ito kasi minsan nagkakaroon ng spike pero agad nilang napapababa tulad ng nangyari for example sa Mountain Province. Sa ngayon medyo mataas yung attack rate na nakikita natin dito sa especially sa Cagayan de Oro.
As for Metro Manila, the group says that the average number of daily cases in the region has decreased to 2,100 from an initial 5,500. But they warn that the quarantine restrictions should still be eased gradually. In other news, Secretary Galvez responds to criticism over his proposal to build a mega COVID-19 vaccination center on the Nayong Filipino property. The Nayong Filipino Foundation is opposing the construction of the said vaccination site as 500 ipil-ipil trees will need to be cut down for its construction. They say that this will take decades, that it will take decades rather for the ecosystem to recover if these trees are cut down. But Vaccine Chief Galvez says that the need for the large vaccination facility is urgent as it would enable the government to vaccinate around 10,000 people daily. Galvez also says that the lives of people are more important than the 500 ipil-ipil trees. He also points out that the reclaimed land is not a protected forest sanctuary. He says that while the government deeply cares for the environment, these green spaces will be of no use if there is no one there to visit them. Galvez is now calling on the Nayong Filipino Foundation to sign the memorandum of agreement so that construction can begin immediately. Authorities issue a closure order against a resort in northern Caloocan after photos of the crowded establishment went viral on social media Sunday. Police have also barricaded that resort. The local government of Caloocan City says that they will file charges against the resort's management and the village captain of Barangay 171. Individuals inside that resort are also facing charges. They are now being asked to isolate and undergo testing. The village captain said that the resort, which has been closed for the past few weeks, only opened for Mother's Day. This as resorts are not allowed to operate under the Modified Enhanced Community Quarantine or the MECQ. They will only be allowed to operate at a limited capacity under a general community quarantine or the GCQ. The new chief of the Philippine National Police orders his men to prepare detention facilities following the president's order to arrest all those without face masks and those who do not use them properly. PNP Chief Guillermo Eleazar says that physical distancing must still, however, be observed in these detention cells where violators can only be held for a maximum of 12 hours unless charges are filed against them. He adds that the policemen are being told to observe maximum tolerance prior to making any arrests. And he also warned them against abusive behavior. The Commission on Human Rights and the members of the Makabayan Bloc in Congress, however, warned that the order to arrest and to detain face mask violators may lead to possible human rights abuses. The Department of Interior and local government earlier said that they will reconcile the president's order with the local ordinances on the use of face masks and subsequent penalties for violations. And those were the top COVID-19 related headlines this hour. I'm Mike Yoreta. Please stay safe and keep it here on ANC, the ABS-CBN News Channel.